Yo, welcome back to the bot. Between me and you, it's your boy Young Bull Bully Bullshit Bully DJ. If you know, you know. How's everyone doing, man? Episode 175. How's everyone doing, man? Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Hopefully everybody's doing well. Happy Tuesday. Yes, calm down. Well, if you know, you already know. Yeah, we did record the Kendrick Lamar. That shit came on right when we was about to record and shit. So you already know we had to react to that. First listen, you already know how it went down, man. Hopefully everybody, thank you for listening to it. I appreciate you. So I want you to be like, yo, this nigga got the same shit on. No, this comes out the next day. You know, it's the next day. But that video is dropping yesterday. Because if you see this today, whenever you see this, the video dropped the day before. Whatever, it doesn't matter. How's everyone doing, man? It's the bot between me and you, man. Hopefully everybody had a great weekend, man. Welcome back, man. I appreciate everybody. Hopefully everybody had a great weekend, man. It's been a crazy week, crazy sports week. I want to get into it, but we're going to save that for down the line, man. Lakers, man. Shit, man, was right there, man. And hitting on FanDuel and shit. Man, like I said, we're going to get to that and shit, man. But damn, man. KD swept again? Did KD get swept in the first round last year, too? Or was it the second round? Doesn't matter. Round one, you get swept. Round two, you get swept. What you going to get swept in? All right, now you know what? How's everyone doing, man? It's the bot between me and you, episode 175. We got a good one for you today, man. Before we get into it, I just want to talk about how I'm a dad of a teenager now. My son turned 13 over this week. I don't think I talked about it. His birthday was Thursday. Because we talked about investments and stuff. But I might have brought up my son's birthday. But I just want to say, knowing that my son was turning 13, it was like knowing, like, oh shit, I'm about to be 21. Oh shit, I'm about to be 18. Oh shit, I'm about to be a teenager. You know that feeling you got? Oh shit, I'm about to be 25. I'm halfway down. But it's like, it's just like a different feeling. It's like, it's not like a worry or nervous or a bad feeling. Nor is not like a great feeling or an excellent. But it's like that. It's like that. Oh shit, life is like changing. That's how I felt leading up to my son turning 13 and shit. I'm just like, damn, like, I'm more of like, I'm talking to my son. He's like, yeah, I'm not even. I'm like, yo, you want me to pick you up from school? Like, I don't know. Are you trying to do shit with your friends? Nigga wasn't even trying to do nothing. Nigga just wanted his money and shit. Like, I treated that day. Like, everybody know, like, what I've always been posting too about it. But, like, this day just felt more because he's turned 13. He's a teenager now. It's like, damn, nigga just started like, nah, fuck you, dad and shit. Like, they're going to get beat by nigga. You already know. Nigga don't even curse around me. Even if I slip, say if I'd be like, yo, what the fuck? Like, if I curse, I would be like, yo, why you just curse? Like, that ass. Like, I'd be like, yo, damn, what the fuck? And I'd be like, yo, why you cursing? He'd be like, I didn't curse, you curse. I said, like, my fault. But no, I'm just fucking around. I'm not abusive, sorry, calm down. Hopefully, I don't know who's going to see that shit. Anybody know me, I'm an asshole shit, but. Yeah, my son don't even curse or nothing. Like, he tries not to. Like, obviously, he slips with the shit and damn. But I'm not mad at that because I was doing that too, so I understand. But I used to get popped on for saying damn. Couldn't even say darn because it's like, oh, you might as well just say the word. Or, like, what was the other word? Uck. Or, like, say some shit. Parents would be like, you might as well just say the word. Say, I dare you. Pop on your ass. Come on, y'all, come on. I'm old, I'm telling you. I came from the area where my parents was beating me and shit. But no, like, so yeah, I have a 13-year-old. And, like, anybody know, since for 13 years now, I always say, hey, Father's Day for me, I don't give a fuck what y'all say. Father's Day for me is my son's birthday. And I think I did an episode of it because one day it was, like, my son's birthday later on a pod day. And I think I named it Father's Day and it wasn't, like, Father's Day at all. go back and look through the episodes or whatever. But yeah, that's just how I feel. Like, why we say, I don't, and like y'all always say, oh, why are we making these holidays when the white people said, right? White people that get mad at it. No, I want to talk to the black people that get mad at me and always call me racist. So how y'all feel? How y'all mad at me? Because I know some of y'all niggas be mad at me. Oh, that's not Father's Day. Yeah, the day my son was born is the day I became a father. June 9th or 25th or whatever fucking day is that nobody cares about. Why? Somebody please tell me that. I'm not looking that shit up. I don't give a fuck. I don't know. I don't even know why that day is Mother's Day. I can understand, like, yeah, let's have a day to celebrate all the mothers. This is a good day. But it's like, nigga, what? Nigga, as a man, I'm going to just keep it a buck. Throw that holiday away. Niggas don't give a fuck. Nigga, I'm a Father's Day. My Father's Day for me is, now, niggas with a whole bunch of fathers, a whole bunch of babies, I can understand why. It's like, y'all need to be acknowledged one day. You can't be acknowledged. Like, you got kids. Some niggas got kids' birthdays in, like, 2 in February, 1 in March, other in December. Like, nigga, you got a lot of days to be acknowledged. You're going to get acknowledged on one day and on your birthday. And you might get something for Christmas, nigga. Shrimp. Nah, but it was like, I don't know. I just got that tingling feeling. Like, damn, I'm about to have a 13-year-old. Like, I treated that day like, I woke up, took a shower, got a nice good breakfast, waited for my son to get out of school and say, hey, man, what you want to do now, man? Niggas like, yo, I'm about to go hang out with my friends. My dumb ass was sitting here like, I'm going to wait for my son to be done so I can hang out with. It was just a weird day that I had. Okay, one more. Let me just get through this and then we can just move on and get to the pod. But this is too funny. 13-year-old, boom. I gave him like $250, whatever, cash, and just some kind of points. Because I'm like, nigga, like, he's like, yo, I want money. Then he started sending me pictures like, yeah, this. Like, throughout like the whole month. And I'm just like, first you say you want money, now you want all this weird shit. I'm just going to give you like $250 and I'm going to give you these fucking Call of Duty shit that you want. Whatever. It's like $300 worth of shit. This nigga ends up with like $480, like there near $460. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I was going to start you a little Cash App card. You have money on it, so it's easy for you to swipe, boom, boom. So I'm like, yo, what I would do with you, boom, take your money you want to spend on your game, boom. All this money, yeah, you want to buy a pair of shoes, boom, buy a pair of shoes, boom. Now you got $250, close to $300. Take that money. Let's try to invest it. Let's try to think of how, what do you need for the long term that's going to help you build, like, seeing all this stuff? I just want to say, yo, my son, I don't know. This nigga going to tell everybody, yeah, I'm 13. I'm going to wait till I'm 15 to start saving money. Nigga, you going to wait you going to wait 2 years to start saving money? So now for the next 2 years, I got to just start giving you money and, like, start, like, helping you back out. I was like, yo, April? Nigga, I ain't giving you no more money. Nigga, you ain't getting no more money until you get done with school. Nigga, no, you ain't asking me nothing until you get done with school, right? This is funny. Remember this. Remember I said, nigga, you ain't getting nothing until you. I'm not giving you nothing no more until you get done with school. Nigga, you got more money than me in my pocket. Nigga, I don't got nothing. I just bet $300, whatever, blah, blah. Later on, bro, at the day, right? We're just laughing at that bum. I know, like, how my son, like, yo, his cosmetic little table shit he got going on is better than, like this nigga little spot on his little bathroom that he got and fucking his little desk where his, like, keep his cologne. That's just better than my shit. Like, his hygiene station, right? I could say that his hygiene station looks better than my shit. Looks better than half these niggas out here. I swear to God. Mad nice and neat. Mad nice colognes and fucking lotion and shit. And speaking of lotion, you know what the first thing this nigga's talking about here he want to get? And I was like, oh, shit, my son mad cool. He needs to get hair conditioner gel, lotion. He's like, Nigga said, yo, we can laugh, yo. Between me and you. Zay, if you listen, sorry we gotta laugh. But nigga said, yeah, now I get to buy the 32 ounce of lotion. And I was like, niggas just started talking about conditioner, lotion, and like something else he was talking about. Then he was like, oh, I can get the cocoa butter. And I just started thinking, like, I'm just looking at, I started looking at his grandma. I'm like, I wanted to say, like, man, you jerking off. He's like, yeah, now I won't run out of lotion fast. I'm like, nigga, how much? But like, I'm just. And then as a dad, listen, help me out. My son just turned 13. Before eighth grade, because he's going to eighth grade next year. Should I bring up the jerking part? When should I bring up, like, yo, you jerking off and shit? And like, how much should he not be jerking off? When do we? Somebody help me out between me and you, yo, let me know. But let's get back into this money shit. So I'm like loving it. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna get buy cologne and stuff. I'm gonna get this, like all this, buy to be able to get this hair thing, lotion, be able to get this cologne and stuff. So I guess now in middle school, remember in middle school with us, when we got the new sneakers, we would see who's the fastest and shit. Yo, right now, like when we was in middle school, it was like, yo. Oh, whoever got the coolest sneakers. Oh, you're like the fast. You think you're like the fastest and shit. Oh, you're like the coolest. Now it's like, yo, whoever smelled good. That, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, there's like a poor kid. You know how we all got that poor friend growing up and shit. Well, one of my son's poorest friend and shit is like really trying to save money to be able to buy cologne. Like a $50 bottle of cologne, just so he could be able to wear cologne. And I'm like, wait. And then I'm like, yo, bro, how much you? Because I'm like, yo, bro, you got like six bottles. What do you need? He's like, yeah, we do like, I spray myself four times a day. I'm like, four times a day? Bro, a bottle of cologne should probably last you like a year, especially you're sweating all day. What do you do? You shot. He said, oh no, but I sprayed throughout the day of school. Before school, after gym, after I eat. Oh my. So I guess the new thing in middle school, guys, I'm just letting y'all know, is like smelling good cologne and shit like that. And before we leave this topic about money. Literally the next day, I can show the text. I should probably put the text on the screen. My son's gonna text me. I know I said y'all want to ask you for money, but yo, you think you could buy me this game for $5? Already bought this thing for 15. We said I don't want to have to add more money just so I can buy a $5 game and like blah blah. I'm like, I just sent mad laughing emojis. Like, I told you I'm not sending you money. I see you at Chuck E. Cheese later. He said, okay. Oh man, I got a 13-year-old man, but that was my experience of having a 13-year-old for like a week. I'm getting nauseous, nervous tinglings during his birthday. This nigga got money. He just went to spend it on lotion and conditioner and cologne and fucking COD and Fortnite V-Bucks and shit like that. And then gonna ask me, yo, you got $5. Nigga, I asked you for $5 when you had $500. You said no. Now I'm supposed to just give you $5? This light skinned mother. Alright, that's enough for you. Too much on Zay. Too much on Zay, man. Any experience with childhood having a teenager? The first that's my experience, like the first 2 days. First 2 days. Just like that right now. But let's get into this episode, man. The bop between me and you. Everybody, just keep that story between me and you, man. God damn, they wasted so much time on kids, man. I already wasted 13 years. Nah, I didn't waste that. I was just fucking with you. I love you, Zay. Yo, okay, let's get back into it, man. This is the bop between me and you. You already know what we doing. Episode 175. We're listening to the rap battles. You already know Charlie Clips versus Bruce Ralston. You already know we're getting back into the flow of everything. How's everyone doing? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Sorry, I just ran about having a 13-year-old. You already know. But having a 13-year-old having money, and this nigga just fucking blowing this shit on fucking colognes. Nigga, you got 6 colognes. Man, this economy is so fucked up right now. So fucked up. So crazy how funny we talk about investments. Now we're talking about shit just tying in, man. I'm seeing what's going on in the world and shit, looking around. That's what we do between me and you. This is my opinion. In my one of my opinions, as I'm looking back the last few days, Saturday and Sunday, while I'm just chilling, you know, looking through shit, I kind of understand why we had to go through inflation. I was looking at the inflation chart. Like, we're not doing that between me and you. I understand why inflation had to happen, you know? And I can understand, and like, I know y'all probably say, yo, wait, hold on. What are you about to go with? Calm down. And I can understand how we see how Biden is the bad guy.
Oh, shit. Calm down.
Calm down. I know y'all about to say, yo, what? No, I know I don't have my red hat on today. I don't have my red hat on today. Green. Is green, we got the blue tint, though. But, I see why people think it's Biden's fault. I see why, and same with, I forgot what I talked about. When Trump took over, Biden and Obama left us. And the shit like the, I forgot what it was, but whatever. Yep, I'm rocking with y'all Democrats. I understand now. We was in a fucking pandemic. Listen, I'm about the Republicans, nigga Republicans, people who just saying fuck Biden because they don't understand, like, Biden did this, understand. Biden giving money away, doing dumb shit. But, like, we got to cut Biden some slack. In the beginning, because now it's like, yo, bro, what the fuck are you doing? Because you're doing all this shit. You're giving away money to a lot of people. After the economy kind of got back right, unemployment rate went down, everybody jobs. Shit was kind of, like, stable at one point. Was it 2024? Beginning of 2023, near the end of 2022, shit started looking back right a little bit, right? All right. We're not journalists. You know what I'm saying? Between me and you. That's what I'm saying. Around that time, it started looking like, okay, shit started looking good, right? Then this nigga just started sending money to everywhere instead of trying to fix this, fix it. Once he started sending money to here, a bill for this, a bill for that. Once he started making all these bills and laws and stuff for everybody, not helping his people, that's when you start seeing like shit started fall back off the last year and a half. Okay. But let's get back to why we can't blame him for inflation. Any president that would have took office, we was going to be in inflation. Does anybody know that? For years and months, for a year and a months, we, and some people literally like for like years with an S on the end, they didn't move or do anything. The economy wasn't doing nothing. We were stuck in a pandemic. We couldn't do nothing. People was losing business because money wasn't being generated. Right? People wasn't paying rent. So when people don't pay rent, this person, your landlord can't pay these bills and this bill. It's just hard to pay this bill. He's got to come out of pocket, come out of mortgage. Boom. Banks are losing money because people, and then they had to cut the loans and be giving out PPP loans. And then, so how are we going to fix this economy to get the stuff? And coming from me is I'd really be like, yo, what? But the economy was fucked up because niggas wasn't fucking spending no money. So what we got to do is, AMSPUS Plus, y'all sitting aside, boom, they gave us money for a reason for we could spend it and try to boost back up the economy, right? And with them doing that, prices got raised. So guess what that means when prices get raised? It looks like it's inflation. And it's only called inflation because, look, prices get raised, right? We need, so prices get raised so like a business could try to get back to like its level, right? So we could get back to like where we was in like at least in like 2017. Let's just say that, right? So prices raised. But the one thing is, people wages didn't raise. Jobs, money rates, like basically like wages didn't increase. So it's like, yeah, with everything increases, but it's like, and standard of living increases, but it's like, yo, working. That's the whole fucking problem. And then you got Biden giving all this money away. It was like, yo, you could be helping the little bit less fortunate people over here. We kind of need help. We kind of need help buying food. We kind of need help getting places. So we need help with gas. We need help with the travels, you know? So like, but then again, it is his fault, because later on down the line, while you signing all these bills and doing all this shit, bro, you're just giving our money away that we fucking, that we could use for ourselves. You know, so that's why, and I look at him like, damn, like, then we kind of needed inflation to start, but once it mellowed out, but then it's like, yo, bro, what are we doing? Like, you got to start helping your people out so we could keep the economy going. With the shit like this is like, if the shit stays like this, and I got more data to show, I will be putting up a graphic. If the shit stays like this, in the next 5 years, our economy will only grow like 20%. And I'm saying, stays like this. I just say this. If it stays, if Biden comes, if Biden is the fuck, I'm not trying to throw shade, but if Biden is the president again, I would say it might grow like 18% in the next 5 years. Because there's a, I'm going to put it on the screen. There's a thing that the BRIC system, I always call it the BRIC system, but we know what we're talking about. They just predict about where we're, where would the G7 be in 5 years, and where would the BRICS system be at in 5 years? And it's like, yo, the way the economy is working out in the U.S. is like, yo, there's no way I would even think, and me knowing what I know is like, in 2029, there's no way this economy would grow 44%. No way. Even if Trump was to get elected, he could try to kind of boost it up. He would kind of get it boosted up about like 25, 30 maybe. He would try like. So I understand. I know, we're still blaming Biden, because I know I'm still blaming him too, because it's like, yo, bro, after a while, after you're doing what you're doing, you're trying to get the economy right, boom, you got to still stick with helping your people out. You got to help with the people. You always stick with your people. Because I've been saying this. Obama's in office. Trump gets in office. Now we can start. Now niggas can start getting businesses, getting fucking houses. You know, Democrats in office, okay, niggas can start, okay, we can start moving. We can start moving like them, kind of, a little bit. We could start entering conference rooms with them. We're starting to get information that, oh, shit, for real, we could do this. Biden comes along. All that shit get wiped away. Because inflation went up. Understand, inflation had to go up, but it was like, yo, At one certain time, you just gotta help your people up, man. Help your people. The inflation. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, okay, yeah, inflation is kind of good sometimes, because we need to, like, if we get inflation up, and then hopefully, because like, what was I talking about? Corporations control politics. Politics control us. Us is with the people. The people control the world. And then y'all say, my opinion on that and my perspective on that is saying, like, all we got to do is just, like, be like, no. Like, how to protest people. All we got to do is just protest and just be like, nah, we're good. And then when we're upset about stuff and shit's not working out, probably I talked about this earlier. When we're upset and we're not working stuff out, and let's say like, we're not like we're not going to this park or something, we're not going to this place, and that's a corporation, and that corporation kind of owns that, and they need people to go here so they could generate shit like that. Corporations would and I think I said this already and stuff like this. Corporations, like, they help with bills, because most of the bills always have something to do with a corporation and shit. I said something because what was that TV show? The Night Agent and shit. Around that time, I was talking about this shit. You need the corporation helps the people. Corporations run the politics. The politics run the people, but the people control everything. And the politics control us by, like, okay, if we don't want to do nothing, they can just be like, all right, bet we're going to put this in place, and then y'all have to do that. And it's like, okay, cool, great. But that could, but sometimes them putting that in place could fuck up the corporation. So then that's when the corporations have to work. Ah, whatever. Y'all don't have to believe me. Some of y'all can believe me. But, yo, between me and you, bulls talking that shit. Now, let me get back on track with how the economy is, like, fucking fucked up and shit. Inflation rose in the last year. I just want to make sure I don't have this as 35%. 3.5%. And from 2020, from March of 2023 to March of 2024, inflation in the United States or whatever, US raised 3.5% in 1 year. From 1989 to 2019, inflation rose in those 30 years in the U.S. 2.5%. I was looking, I was trying to find numbers of the 4 years from, or just like even 2 years since Biden's been in prison, like how much has certain shit just went up. And then that's when I got into, and that's when I got, I seen a whole bunch of numbers. I didn't want to, I couldn't really dial the numbers in, but that's what I, but what I took from it is like, oh shit. You kind of needed rent to go up. Mad niggas wasn't paying fucking rent, and now fucking landlords are kind of back, so niggas got to raise rent. You kind of need car prices to go up, because guess what? Niggas was getting a whole shipment of a lot of cars, and niggas wasn't buying cars, because there was no point of buying cars. And now there's still no point of buying cars, so it's like, people taking Ubers and shit, so it's like, yo, we could kind of raise the car prices, you know, used cars is up. Now a lot of people want to buy used cars instead of leasing, okay, used cars. A lot of people taking Ubers and cabs and shit like that. Okay, bet, let's up the price, you know. It's supply and fucking demand, bro. Y'all know what that means and shit. But it's like, it all makes sense. It's like, yo, raise the shit that people use. If we don't use it, they're not going to raise the price. Why you, let people, let everybody start being plant-based. Watch that shit go up, and then watch that shit go up, and then we can start seeing fucking Burger King start selling dot back. We can start seeing back to 99 McChickens. Let niggas start, let, oh shit, niggas not buying this? All right, we're going to lower this. But yeah, inflation raised in the last year, 3.5%. That's bad. And then there's this whole Bidenomics thing about all the stuff that raised, but we could do the same thing with each president. But the only thing is, you didn't see people struggling when Donald Trump was in presidency. When Donald Trump was in the White House, we didn't see people struggling. We didn't see people losing their businesses or working multiple jobs. Like when Trump was president, I was able to start working one job. Beginning of 2019, because I just wanted to wait Oh no, yeah. No, I was working two jobs for a minute. But my two jobs was kind of easy because one job was at morning, one job was night, and it was like the literally like the same days. So it was like, yeah, but I could have quit, but I was like, yo, let me just wait one more year. And I quit like 2019. I was like, yo, I'm just done. Fuck y'all. It was like easy work. Like it was easy. And like I'm not a lazy nigga, so I was like, yeah, having two jobs. Yeah. If I could have those two jobs again, like right now, and you know, have fast food. Well, I was working at Dunkin' and like this little barbecue grill place and stuff. Nah, cause then I'd be smelling and shit, wearing uniforms. Nah, I don't want it. But that was like a good time schedule. All right, now I'm just reminiscing. I'm telling you, people were struggling. I mean, nope, we wasn't really struggling with Trump. We was able to do shit, move, start shit up, able to get this. I remember I was able to take out a loan. Well, I was able to, but I was well. I was like, yo, this couldn't be true. And then I waited too long, and then like the pandemic happened, and shit. But like, yo, I literally was about to take out because I'm like, yo, really, I could take out a loan. Like I'm looking at all this shit. Like literally was about to take out my first loan, and then the pandemic came. Like whoever thought I was gonna be able to take one, because it's just crazy. When Obama became the president. President, we was like, niggas don't, oh yeah. And it was like, oh shit, nah. And this is why I'm always gonna say this, and then I'm gonna move on. Democrat use black people to get black people vote. They're not down with niggas. Democrats are slaves. Slave owners type shit, man. I'm telling you, man. Republican wants everybody to win. Republicans don't want you to be lazy and shit and rely on the fucking system, man. They want you to go out and be on your fucking own. I always gonna say that. I always gonna stick to that, but it's whatever. Moving right along. So this little brick system, y'all see, right? All right, this little brick system. This is what I was talking about. So the BRIC stands for what? Brazil, China, Australia, Iran. Like, okay, all these countries are fucking. Obviously, as you can see. You got the countries with the BRICS. You got the countries that still follow the US dollars. We're holding on strong. But this is what I was talking about in like the 5 years. So I was just using this as a 5 year thing. So in 5 years, if everything just keeps the same pace, right? The same pace, right? Our economy with the US dollar will only grow 20%. That's what they projected. And then the BRIC system, I always gonna say BRIC system, the BRICS, their economy and their money welfare and their whatever, as you can see, will grow 44%. And that's what I was saying. There's no way I don't see us, even if Donald Trump become president, whatever, like there's no way we make it to like 35% growth. In the next 5 years, in the next president election. That's basically what it is. I could do see us getting it there. So I'm looking at this chart and I'm like, then I started looking at, okay, economy growth. Since Biden's been, I might get this wrong, but I want to say, since the pandemic 2020, so 4 years, the what, because the pandemic, wait, who was in, oh no, 21, okay, so 2020 when the pandemic happened, yeah, because he got, yeah, that was the election year, but it was near the end, it was near September. So the economy grew in 4 years about 13%. 13. That's in 4 years. 13% where it was at. So the way the economy is looking now, and you're telling me now it's only 4 years, 13%. So now you're telling me in the next 8 years, in the next 5 years, and then it'd be a total of 8 years, the economy only grew damn near 40%, 35, 30, 35%? Come on, man. Now, looking at this chart, I'm like, okay, so what is this brick system? Or what is this thing? What is it? How much is a brick to US? So now I'm looking at this chart, right? How much is a brick to US dollar? And then started breaking down. Started breaking down some things. Started looking. Went on Google. Started doing my research. Do I got the paper? Yeah, I don't got the paper. All right, so 1 US dollar, they're saying, help me out, guys. 1 US dollar to the brick. Wait, I did write this shit down. Where I wrote it down at? Okay, yeah. 1 US dollars on the board. Okay, 1 US dollar equals 0.074 and a bunch of fucking numbers. Right? So I was like, yo, what the fuck is that? So, $20, around $19 and some change, equals one brick. Right? I know, follow me, follow me. Because I think I have it written down, like, I think I understand the system. Let me turn this down. I think I understand their system. So, $20, 20 US dollars. I'm just gonna say 20 US dollars equals a brick, right? Right? Let me just write this down. 20 US, I got it over there, but I need to write it down. 20 US equals one brick. One brick over there, though, in US dollars equals $13.39. But I promise you, I did the math. I did the math, y'all. I did the math. Hold on, can y'all see my password? I just did. Am I still on it? What the fuck, Karen? What the fuck is this? Oh yeah, it's right here. Sorry, bear with me. Hold on. So wait. Let me write this in. 13 point. We're doing this live, bro. Oh, okay. So $14 equals. So $14. 14 US dollars equals one brick. And one brick equals $13.39 in US dollars. Yeah, does that make sense now? There we go. $14 equals one brick. One brick equals $13.39 in US dollars. So, however that conversion goes, that's what it is. You can go look at the conversion yourself. So, as I'm like, okay, so I understand why some places go, because if you bring $100 to some places, to some countries, bro, that $100 is like, it's just like, the $100 is a lot. And I think they want to go away from that and making everything equal. So my understanding is like, oh, they want everybody, if they could get all the countries. Okay, wait, hold on. Let me just rephrase this. What I think is they're using their heads and putting it together. It's like, yo, United States, they get everything from us, right? United States gets everything from us. Why are we letting them dictate the market in the U in the yeah, why are we letting them dictate the market, the capital market, the price, or yeah, what something costs? So like, what's the value of something when it's like, yo, y'all get that shit from us and shit. So if they could get enough countries to work together, right? Enough countries to work together, basically, like when we go over and try to bring, like, babe, say we try to bring $100 to Mexico. Nigga, what? Nigga, your $100 is fucking, $100 to $75. That's where it's coming down. They're just trying to devalue the dollar. But what I talked about? What the fuck did I talk about? What did I talk about in my last episode when I was talking about investing and stuff? Already the dollar in United States is devalued. Right? I'm 33 years old. I remember when I was 13. And I was telling my son this. I was like, yo, I remember, yo, you have that 20, I remember having 20 bucks. That could last me at 13. That 20 bucks could last me like all week. I remember I could take a dollar, I could buy me and my friend a drink, and we could get a couple snacks with a dollar. We could buy two drinks and two snacks with a dollar. Y'all don't remember that? I'm not talking about, see, people are probably like, you could get like five now. Y'all, now you old. Shout out to you for listening, but what? When you had $3, you and your friend, y'all put your money together and y'all got like $2.50, $3? Oh, y'all about to eat good. Y'all about to eat good. Y'all about to get mad good stuff. And y'all going to end up splitting stuff. That dollar was cost a lot. Nowadays, what? You know how much it costs to step outside? For you to eat a decent meal. Not even say a decent meal. For you to eat like something, a burger, let's just say this, or just a meal at a fast food, that's over $5. That's over $5. You used to be able to take $2. You used to be able to take like a couple dollars and some change and go get yourself a drink and a burger. Yo, you got $2, yo, $2.25, get you a burger and a drink. You can't even get a drink now with a dollar. Like a dollar's gonna be devalued, bro. It's gonna be devalued, bro. And that's what I've been saying, like, yo, you can leave $100 in the bank. You can leave $10,000 in the bank. They get you 40. Okay, you invest your shit. So, like, for a prime example, I just show this. I got $45. So if the brick system, and if it does take off, yo. When I want to sell these boxes to like somewhere in Chinese, they're going to have to pay me a lot of money and shit. They're going to have to pay me a lot. I'm going to be like, yo, I want my money in fucking bricks. Don't give me my US dollar. Because the US dollar is not worth shit. So me having items, especially Pokemon boxes that are over there in China, Japanese, Chinese, China, and all that shit. Product that comes from overseas. What? That's why I'm like, yo, Jay-Z is smart, like, and he might have been the one that kind of, like, got me, like, to digging, like, oh, shit, yeah, man, you got it. Like, obviously, I'm poor. I can't invest in art. The closest thing I'm going to get to art is Pokemon cards. Some laughing, some like, yo, just saying. I always say, people always be like, I mean, somebody just said something about flashing money. I'm like, yo, if you ever look at my videos, there's like 800. Well, you can't see because there's this poster, but there's like shit behind here. And these two boxes alone, like, what are we talking about? This is 800. You looking at $800 right here? There's $1,000 behind me in product that you could kind of see. Like, why do I need to flash $1,000? Why would I flash $1,000 on Snapchat? Why would I flash? I'm about to just fucking delete Snapchat. Why would I flash money on Snapchat? When it's like, yo, you don't see these Pokemon boxes behind me? That's a lot of money right there. I ain't about to flash that and shit. Thank God niggas can't rob me because niggas don't really know what to do with that. I'll probably end up seeing niggas and be like, oh, yo, let me buy that. But yeah, that brick system is shit. Like, the dollar would be devalued and just knowing that already how somebody give you a dollar, you're going to be like, nigga, what the fuck I'm going to do with that? Even nowadays, if somebody give you like, if somebody was to ask you to take you somewhere, and they'd be like, yo, I got $5 for you. You're going to look at them and be like, yo, $5? You're going to look at them a certain way. Let's be real. Let's be real, man. This economy is literally going down to shit. We need to get back right. I don't know what It's so crazy too because Trump is going through all this shit, so we can't really get what he's gonna want to do if he wins if he wins the White House. We don't know what he wants to do. Biden, I don't. He thinks everything's smooth sailing and stuff, man. He's. I don't fucking know, man. I don't know. Our system is getting fucked. Hopefully y'all was able to take what you could from that chart and understand and go do your fucking homework. Go on Google website. I'm on CoinDex. Trying to turn the US dollar into a BRICS chain. And yeah, it says one BRICS equals $13.39 US dollars. One US dollar equals 0.074659 BRICS. Not even a one BRIC. Not even a whole BRIC. Not even 50% of a BRIC, bro. Well, that was coke or some dope and shit. That shit, that $1 would get you. No, because that would be like $13 you would need, right? Oh no, $1. See, that's just mad confusing this shit. But yeah, man, hopefully that kind of helped you out. Hopefully I wasn't mumbling and rambling all over the place with that shit, man. But yeah, just be prepared. Like I said, like I was talking about last episode, invest your money, be smart, pay attention, and look, the stock, all the stock market's down. All the big names, brands are fucking down. Why? Why? No, I don't know. I'm asking why. We don't know. Between me and you, let me know. Let me know. Let me tell it. They just won't believe me. They just won't believe me. I said, who gonna believe me? It's the Bob though, between me and you, man. What else? Let's get into some other shit. Let's get off this politics shit, you know. Cause I get into it and I start rambling. You know, because I don't know who's listening and shit, so I can't sound too smart. I don't want to sound too dumb. I'm just let bro. And if you look on that chart too, if you go back and look at that chart, look at the charts that are still hold is still with us on the G7 side. Those are the countries that we that US visit, that people in the US visit like annually. Italy. What else is on there? I forgot, whatever. But when I see Ilya, I was like, yo, them niggas are still fucking with us and shit. But then again, it's like, yo, some of the countries probably need us. You know? But then it's like, yo, and I always said this, I think I said this a long time ago, I don't know when we was talking about it, but it's like, yo, who's gonna help us if we ever need shit? Like, yo, we got poor people. We need help with food. We need help with education. Why ain't nobody sending us money? Or is people sending us money and they blocking that news? I don't know. They be banning news and shit. I want to get into that too one day. I'm gonna talk about that one day, but we don't got time to talk about that. All right, what's next? All right, let's go. Let's talk to our favorite uncle right here. Let's talk to our favorite uncle right here. Let me talk to you for a second. Your writers and producers, something they might be making you look bad. They might be making you look bad, bro. You're black. Every time there's drama in the black celebrity community. It started with you. Oops. It started from you. It came from you. Type shit. Most of it is just looking like. I know, like, yeah, Cat Williams stuff, but we go back to, like, all the other comedians before Cat Williams got up there, you know, that was saying this, talking this, like, opening wounds and shit. You know, I think there was something about the Steve Harvey shit, too. Like, what are we doing? Look at it. I know. Hey, I don't want to say what I want to say, but I'm just saying. It's kind of it's looking messy. You're looking like the Wendy Williams S type. Well, you're not like kicking black people back in or none of that shit like that. I was you giving them a platform and stuff like that, but it's like, are you reading those questions? Are you reading what you're gonna have to ask the guys? Ask them. And then you're running back like, yo, you think this is good? Or that's what y'all gonna start doing now? Because your writers or producers, whoever is like coming up with these questions, they're good. They're good. They nice. They're good. And they got, I don't know if you got a thing in your ear, but you be having them in the right place at the right time. And it's like, yeah, how the fuck? This is a perfect time. That was a perfect time to kind of ask that question. But it's like, damn, was it a good time to ask that question and shit? Like, it'd be like that. And that's why, like, everybody's like, lately, they feel insulted or they feel like, yo, wait, what are you trying to do, Shark? Offset when he was up there, he was like, so you and your buddy, he said something about your wife, like just rip, but they just talk about music, but then he was like, yeah, you and your buddy and stuff like that. Like, it's like, yo, why the fuck would you even, what are you trying to do, Sharp? Start reading these questions, because I think, yo, I'm telling you, you're going to start being like, where it's like, you don't want that rep. I don't think you want that. I guess it's not that bad of a rep to have, but you don't want to be that guy who's like, oh, this is where black people come to get shit off their chest. Like, you're kind of looking like black therapy for people. You're like therapists for black people that can't afford therapists. But obviously they're celebrities and shit, so obviously they can afford it. But it's like, now it's like even the argument you want to blame Cat Williams, but it's like a lot of people before Cat Williams was go up there. I don't know if y'all been watching, but people go up there, like, the questions he asks, like, he's been asking, like, people kind of get up there and talk about how they were brought up, how they started, why they started. Obviously, when you interview somebody, you do want to find out the problems or the rocks and holes they had to overcome, or, like, obstacles they had to overcome, so you're already going to talk about, yo, so remember about this instinct when you had to boom this altercation and stuff? Like, obviously, you want to talk about that was a period moment in their time. So that stuff is going to be bring up. That's why I don't like doing interviews myself, because it's like, yo, I'm going to, like, I would kind of be like Shannon Sharp, but more because I was like, yo, I want to know why this happened. Oh, I want to know why this happened. But then again, it's like, because you would want to know. It's like, yo, why this? But these people that are asking these questions, sooner, like, the only, like, and I'm only saying this is because the shit with Amanda Seale that happened, and she's like blaming, oh, blah blah. I haven't seen nothing. I haven't seen anybody say anything. But it's like, yo, the only thing I'm sitting back to myself saying is like, yo, couldn't she just call you and be like, yo, you know what? Like, after the interview was done, was like, yo, you know what? I'm sitting back thinking about, like, all the things we said in it. Yo, I think we should, like, not blah blah put this in there. Or, like, yo, maybe we should, like, leave this out. Maybe we should do something. Like, you literally waited to him to edit the video, all that stuff, put it out, wait for people's reaction. Now you want to, like, you know what? Hey, you know, we got to stick up for our black women. But I'm just saying, like, that kind of looks like, really? So you felt this type of way, Amanda, but you waited to, who knows? It looks like the way Shannon Sharp shit works, his podcast drops on Wednesday. He might do the film shit, what, Saturdays or Fridays? You know, they're all like 2-3 hours long. That's a lot of editing, maybe a little cut and shit. Like, I'm just giving the benefit of the doubt. So, like, what, you got 4 or 5, you probably got like four, I'm gonna say 4 days max before his podcast come out. You couldn't call and tell him, like, you feel the type of way. You wait until you get people's reaction. I can understand if you was like, you hit him up and was like, yo, maybe we should not do this, and it still came out and made you look bad, Amanda, then you could be like, oh yeah, you depicted me a certain way. You try to make fun, you try to assault me. I asked you this and it still comes out. Then, like, yeah, you have it. But it's like, yo, and I don't think nobody else is saying, like, yo, bitch, you had like 4 days. Why are you saying something now? Because everybody else is saying something, you know? And now you're talking about the diagnose shit, because it's like, yeah, nah, I diagnosed my own self. Okay. For Sharp, you got to be fucking careful. They out here gunning for you. That's all. I'm giving you heads up right now. This is April 24th. I mean, April April 24th. No, my son's birthday was the 25th. I'm bugging. April 28th or 29th. Was it, today's the 30th? Shit. Today's the 30th. I don't know what day it is, to be honest and shit, but yo, gotta be safe out here, Sherman Sharp. They trying to out here and gun you. And I'm saying this right now, too. Once we realize who is Shannon Sharp, producer and writer, once they come out and stuff, we could see his show depleting, because those people are going to get fucking jobs. Because it's like, yo, you coming up, these be crazy. How the fuck? But that's not hearing that. That's not hearing this. Shannon Sharp, just be on alert, man, because I don't know, man. I feel like you're going to end up being the guy where it's like, okay, yeah, you come here if you want to go, if you want to go press somebody, if you want to get, like, Jake, it's like, yo, interview, yo, J. Cole's going to be the next one up there. Give me my mic and eggs. I'm going to eat, too. I don't care. Buy a pot. I don't care. I'm saying it right now. Wait, who's up there? Wait, who's dissing right now? Chris Brown and who? Who died? It was Offset, Quavo. Offset, Quavo, and Takeoff. Yo, if Quavo goes up there... Wait, was Quavo on Shannon Sharpe's show? Wait, where'd Quavo go up there? Because Chris Brown was on the show, but it was never like that. Offset was just on the show. What if Quavo goes up there? Or was Quavo on it? Sharp. I don't know how you get in these interviews, but yo, you gotta... I can't wait to see who gets next. Because it's just like, now he's going to have to, like, I think, and then one time, I feel like I'm all over the place, but when I was seeing all this stuff going on with Amanda Seale and Shannon Sharp, I'm like, oh, are they trying to do this to generate more views? Because the show's not, it's not getting more, it's not, is that like what, it was at like 900, it was like close to like a million views? It probably was, but I don't know. And I'm like, are they trying to do this? Is she trying to, because I know she's attention seeker, and she's like, oh. And then she's going around still kicking in black media and shit. Like, yo. Sharp, you got to be careful, bro. You got to be. Especially with a woman, you got to be careful. You got. Monique tried to try something. She said, oh, Sharp. Hey. Wake up. Wake up. All right, I have this thing that I want to play. I want to talk about. And then when you get to sports. Alright. I seen people talking about. And I gotta say something. Oh shit.
Black children. I'm raising children. I'm not raising black men. I'm not raising black children. I'm raising children. I'm not raising black men. I'm raising men. And whether you are black or you are white, no matter what race that you are, there are certain things about being a man and being a good man when it comes to character and integrity and safeguarding the helpless and sticking up for those who need it and being a good man of reputation. None of that has to do with skin color. Everything has to do with the character of the man. And like I said, it's probably the...
Now, I know y'all seen that clip going around everywhere. It's the bot between me and you. You know I'm going to give my opinion. And this is coming from a black man with a black teenager. My son's half white, half black. I understand what he's saying. And he's right. No matter your kid is disability, no matter if your kid has like fucking... I was going to say one arm or some shit, but maybe if your kid is like have a disability, your kid's white, black, whatever, you always want to raise your kid to be like a man. Like, no, like, yo, just be a man. Like, yo, There's morals to being the man. I guess I can't, but you gotta, but yes, because if you could get your kids around, he's right. If you could, if you right, if you teach your kids that how to be a man, you're a white man raising black kids, and you got them around a system, around a school system, around a neighborhood where it's like black people are accepted and not looked at as weird. Like, even though, like, yeah, there's even, yeah, you might still go to Price Chopper and you might still see that one little, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, in that community, like, where you know what I mean, right? Then, yeah, you're right. But then, still, when you're raising a black kid, black men, you still have to tell them about what it is like, the differences, the obstacles, though, you might experience you could just say, the little bumps or the little obstacles, the rocks you might see in your way might be because of this, you know. But I see a lot of people saying, like, no, you're raising black kids, blah, blah, this and that. It's like, yo, you got a point. You got, like, my sons have mixed, my son's white and black. I always joke with him all the time, like, oh, yeah, you're black. He's like, I'm not black. I'm mixed and stuff. Or I'd be like, it's funny though, because I might be like, yo, you white boy and stuff. You, or like, I don't say it like that, but when I'd be like, oh yeah, Zay's white and stuff. He's like, I'm not white, I'm black and stuff. Like, he hates when I say that he's a white. He's like, I'm not white. Because, you know, obviously I'm his dad. But he knows the difference, because damn near like all his cousins, like all my family lives somewhere else. So like, he hangs around white people. But shit, he hate. But his friends are like niggas. Like, I could tell. I'd be looking. I'd be like, "Oh yeah, these are some niggas." Yo, they remind me of me when I was like fucking 12, 13 and shit. It's like, so it's like, and I love that for him. Like, cause like, he's gonna experience that. Even like, I probably talked about this on the podcast. I used to bring him to hang out with some kids. That was just like blessing of fortune, and like, we used to just have a blast, just having fun. Like, I just got him away from having a game, being able to watch any movie, any TV show he wants, because he had cable or whatnot. No video games. Like, yeah, there was video games, but it's like, yeah, okay, you can play this one video game you gotta share with all four of the fucking kids. So it's like, yeah, I might as well go have fun. And I remember one time he's like, yeah, I wanna go hang out with them. I was like, oh, for real, you wanna go over there and hang out? Like, so then, like, every time I got him, he used to always just want to go over there and hang out. And I was like, yeah. And then I always say, like, yo, I need to. And then, like, I used to tell him the way he used to act, I'd be like, yo, I'm going to bring you into, like, the school system and show you, like. But, like, he's 13. I said, I would literally say by the time he was, like, 10, 11, he kind of knew, like, oh, like, the difference between poor and having something, black and white. Like, I kind of, like, then like try to teach him, then like, hey, there's a, but like try to like just show him, teach, show him, like, it's like, yeah, I know, hey, you know me, I'm black, but hey, look at this other black person. It's like, hey, yeah, I know you're white, but like, I know, hey, look at this white person compared to this white people. Like, you just, everybody's just human. It's just how you gonna be as a man in yourself and carry yourself through life to be like the best of the best of the best of the best of the best. And that's what he's talking about. So yeah, I gotta raise these. Yeah, I know they're black, but he's basically saying, yo, I can't look at that. I have to look at them like I'm raising them as this and this and this. It can't always be like, oh no, there's black, black. Yeah, but, and that's why I think we're us as a community. And the crazy thing is, I didn't go deep dive in the comments and try to be like, yo, did anybody say anything good about it though? If anybody tell him, like, yo, he's saying, and I didn't want to be the only dickhead person. Plus, I was like, yo, I'm saving this for the pod and shit. But it's like, he has a point. You need to raise your kid. If you have a woman, black or white, but you need to make sure you raise her as a fucking woman. But yes, you need to let her know the skin color. Even when white people are like, yo, you know you're going to have an advantage. Blah, blah. Do y'all say that? Say your white kids like, yo, you know you're going to have an advantage. This is that. But as a black man, yeah, you got to raise your fuck. As you raising black kids to men. From boy, if you're raising black kids from boys to men, you gotta let them know though, at some point in time, Yo, this is going to be happening because of just this. This might be because of this. Why? It's just old history. Some people still feel some type of way. Some people still don't. It's we're moving on. We're moving right along from that, though. But people kill him, and I've seen a few light-skinned people comment too, and I'm like, now you grew up. Nigga, you. Let me just shut up because I don't know who's watching, listening to this. But yo, the bot between me and you, man. Let's get into the playoffs now. Let's get into the playoffs. I've been ranting, rambling, and shit. It's all good, man. Lakers got sent home. Pelicans got sent home. Suns got sent home. It's been a crazy. Knicks probably about to send home the Sixers tonight. Who else could get sent home? No, Boston. Who else plays tonight? Fuck. I think another Milwaukee could get sent home. Yo, I just want them to say. Hopefully, we're looking at all these injuries, right? And now we won't get mad at low management. Now low management is starting to make sense, right, guys? I'm just saying, I think low management starting to make sense. But yeah, Lakers, Jamal Murray, they just can't. Jamal Murray is just a curse. Jamal Murray and Jokic is just, it's, don't know. They can't. KD, I think KD just have bad luck following him. Anywhere he goes, KD just got bad luck. It's just, KD is, I don't know, bro. I don't know. I don't know, KD. I don't know. You want to get paid so much money, you need to. KD should have the mindset of Tom Brady. Like, yo, I'm going to take less money to be on winning teams. Like, I don't know. I don't. KD, I'm sorry, man. You just keep getting swept, bro. Legacy won't go down. If late. Yo, he has to win the chip for us to forget about all the dumb shit. It's like, yeah, KD went to go do this. Oh, KD. Oh, yeah, but yeah. KD has to win another championship for us to stop saying, but yeah, but yeah, but he has to. That's it. That's all I got for that. But Thunder is looking good. Who the Thunder's play? Oh, they don't know yet. Thunder's looking good. That young team looking good. They're looking great. Next matchup we got is the Timberwolves and Nuggets. I think that's going to be good. Anthony Edwards is kind of looking like Michael Jordan as I can see the little movements, a little the aggressive, the attack, the movement, the intensity, the attack, that I'm not playing. This is my shit. Fuck out the way. You ain't getting out the way. I'm gonna make you get out the way. Dunked on it. How LeBron and KD got dunked on in the same day? I don't care. KD got dunked on. He was right there underneath the basket. He got dunked on. You know what? You know, he might care about the Orlando Magic since then. I didn't even know the series was tied 2-2. I thought somebody, I thought the Cavs probably already won this shit. He might care about that series. But Lakers are out of it now. Kind of fucking sucks. You know, kind of want the Lakers to stay in there. They got the gentleman sweep. At least they won one game. They just can't stop Murray. They don't have a deep enough bench. And when I mean deep enough bench, the bench can't fucking score and they don't have another. I didn't realize they didn't have another big man. Yeah, I noticed that, right? Like, I literally didn't notice that to this game. Like, sorry, between me and you. I literally didn't notice to this game. And I'm like, and they said, like, oh, they can't bring in Jackson Hayes and stuff. I'm like, wait, that's their center backup to AD? What the fuck? How the fuck did AD play that many games this year? Sure. Now I understand why AD. No, I'm not gonna say no, but. Man, NFL draft happened. NFL draft happened. Shout out to the Patriots. Drake Mayo. Drake May, Jaden McDaniels was second, right? I thought we was gonna take that Washington dude. I was like, yo, I know they was talking about the Washington dude, but the Washington dude is a lefty. I think the way our system is run, we don't want a left-handed quarterback or whatnot. But my favorite part about the draft is the Pat McAfee show when Bill Belichick was breaking down the quarterbacks. And he was talking to Aaron Rodgers and stuff. And I just want to say this. I'm not going to say, oh, you're a Patriots fan, but look, Bill is the greatest coach ever. I started going back to try to watch clips because I missed something. Like, I just want to see him talk about the quarterbacks. If you go watch, if you go back and watch Bill Belichick talk about the quarterbacks that was drafted on Pat McAfee's show, this is why he's the great. He doesn't, for me, I'm just going to say this for me. From my point of view of watching Bill Belichick talk about players, he doesn't care about anything you do. Okay? Of course, you better do that. Okay. Unless it's like the getting out the pocket, knowing when to scramble and knowing when to release the ball, throw the ball in the tight windows. Like, yeah, that's good. But he cares more about your bad plays and how those bad plays could be fixed and how we could fix those and turn those into good plays. Yes, we know you're going to do the good things. Why would we want to make you work on keep working on the good things? No, we need to work on those bad things. And I'm like, yo, niggas never care. And that's what made me think, like, yo, and I always say this, yo, Tom Brady used to sit with Bill and watch defensive plays of film. But yo, watching that shit, I'm like, yo, Bill is the greatest. Like, yeah, this is what he does bad. Like, he was pointing out all the shit that Dre Mayo do bad. And I'm like, damn, he doesn't really like this thing. He doesn't know. I'm like, yo. That's I don't know. The drive was kind of crazy. Caleb Williams went number one. There was 12 quarterbacks. I mean, not 12 quarterbacks. 6 quarterbacks taken in the first 12 picks. If I'm not mistaken, right? 6 quarterbacks taken in the first 12 picks because the last quarterback taken was Bo Nixon in that first round. Or there was 12 quarterbacks taken in the first round or something like that. It was, I don't know. But the biggest shocker of everything was, and you know what? Bro, I'm mad I didn't come over here and talk about this shit, man. This I wanted to go live on Saturday too. I wanted to talk about this. We're gonna get out here by far. I just got pissed. Cause when the Falcons took that quarterback that a lot of people had as the third best quarterback in the draft. Literally. They had him as the third. Some people had him as the second best quarterback in the draft. I was like, my head, I watched the drive. I watched Bo Nix get selected, and then I had to go to work. So I probably stopped watching around like 11:30, 12 or some shit. What was I saying? So the Falcons do. Sorry, G. I first said to myself, I was like, oh, yeah, because, yeah, now they have somebody to back up Kirk Cousins, and then, because Kirk Cousins probably won't be able to play. I don't think Kirk Cousins is able to start the season. I don't know if that's right. I know a few days. I think I might have not heard another story about that. I don't know. But then I just realized, and I'm mad and fucking suck because I'm like, yo, that's good. They need to play Kirk Cousins, and Kirk Cousins is not reliable. They can just move on from him. He's not there for long. Y'all already know Kirk Cousins is only there for 2 years. He might not even be starting the season. I don't know. And I know he's not signing a $180 million year for 4 years. I know that's not 4 years. He's not getting $100 million guaranteed over 4 years. Because people won't be going crazy over that. That's $25,000 a year. $25 million a year. Okay, cool. Take that. That's what Tom Brady was getting. I'm the fuck down, y'all. But yeah, no, the fact that, like, it took, like, a few days for everybody. It took until, like, Monday for everybody to, all these sports commentators to come to their senses and be like, yeah, that was a smart decision and stuff. I'm like, Bro, I was saying that shit all the whole time. I should have been the first one out there saying that shit. Like, bam, I'm doing the podcast. I can't drop the Kendrick until we get done recording, so. But yeah, man. Playoffs is here, man. LeBron's out. There's no, the only superstar left in, the only superstars left in the playoffs is what? Joel Embiid, Jokic, Luka, Kawhi, Jason Tatum. Anybody getting, anybody rushing to their TV to watch them? I don't know, man. Football season's looking back in live, man. I can't wait for that shit to start coming back. We're going to see crazy shit. Oh, Marvis Harris Jr., right? He's going to be a stud. And I think they're going to give Kyler Murray one more year. Yo, Murray, do something with this offense, my man. If you don't, you're out of here. Oh, like I was saying about the Patriots. I think that dude's going to start. I think that dude will start. I think damn near all the quarterbacks that got drafted are going to start. Bo Nix might not start. No, Bo Nix went to Denver. Bo Nix might not start. Who went to Kenny Pickens? Bo Nixon might not start. And obviously the junior dude for the Falcons might not start. So the Denver, Bo Nixon went to Denver. And the Falcons got the one dude. He's not going to start. Those two quarterbacks are not going to start. But I think all these quarterbacks are starting. Well, not all the fucking, not the ones that got drafted like later, but the first five quarterbacks that got drafted are damn near going to fucking start this year. And it's going to be another season where it's like, and it's so crazy. It's about to be another season with the Patriots have. I don't want to get into the sport talk, man. I don't want to get into the sports talk, bro. I don't want to get into it, man. This is the bot between me and you, man. Hopefully, everybody enjoyed this rambling episode, man. You gotta love it when Bulls rambling. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. It's like me walking around, running around with one horn on my head. Oh my God, this Bulls out. Oh, man. No, it's the bop, though, between me and you, man. Hopefully, everybody enjoyed this episode 175, man. I'm telling you, man, having a 13-year-old. Some of y'all probably got teenagers, and y'all probably know what it was like when they turned a teenager. Now you're probably like, yo, wait till he turns 18. This nigga ain't getting a car until he gets out of high school. I don't give a fuck what you say. That's it. But, man, everybody enjoy a week. Enjoy their time, man. Anything going on this week? We got UFC 301. We got more playoff starts. I'm going with Timberwolves win game one of the Denver series. Remember I said that here. I'm going with Orlando moves on. If we don't talk again, Orlando beats Cavaliers. Porzingis is out. It's 3-2 right now. Is the series tied? Is the series tied with Miami Heat? This game could go. So if it's four, this could go to game six. Wait, no, because that means two more. This could go to game seven. The Heat in Miami game could go to game seven, which would tire out Boston Celtics in the next series. Just giving that a heads up. Milwaukee's out of here tonight. Yeah, that's my sports prediction. The show, whatever. We're going to be talking more next time. Next time, I promise, we're starting with sports. Because we're starting with a whole new series. And we're going to be betting more. I won a few dollars here. I was winning 20. I had a couple 50 cents bets that hit like $25. Whatever. Shout out to FanDuel. But, man, this is the bop, though, between me and you, man. I appreciate everybody for rocking with me, sticking with me, man. Just be smart how you invest your money, man. Pay attention, man, to this inflation shit that's going on. Pay attention to this BRIC system that's going on. They're trying to get more countries added. I think Iran or Israel, one of those just added. They're trying to get them. I'm telling you, like, once they get these other countries added and then we're just left, we're the only one using the U.S. dollar. How are we going to travel? just say, man, we got to be smart. We got to pay attention, looking. Hopefully, you know, Trump just got, Trump just been going to court for the last few months, right? I could be wrong. Between me and you, before we get out here, I could be wrong. He was going to court for so much shit, because I could swear he was going to court, boom, he had to pay 300 that grand or some shit. But then that's when he sold the fucking shoes or some shit, I don't know, for that money. And now he's still in court again, and he just had that court where the guy set himself on fire, remember? Some gag order shit that he was going to court for. The guy standing outside set himself on fire, remember? Trump was going to court. Well, trial's over. Remember the dude set himself on fire, killed himself because Trump was going to trial? That shit cost Trump has to pay a fine of $9,000. That guy that burned outside that fucking thing, that shit cost way more than $9,000. The ambulance ride, the fucking... So, we wasted a bunch of taxpaying New York City money, New York taxpayer monies, for y'all to have Donald Trump on trial for who knows how long, for him just to pay $9,000? Yo, Trump, you couldn't just pay the $10,000, my nigga? You had to waste out, get out. I was wondering why my paychecks was... Nigga, Trump been going to court for mad long and got to pay $9,000. And y'all looking at Trump like, y'all not inspired? Y'all always tell y'all kid, yo, you could be whatever you want. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you're a fucking dope head. You could change your life around and become this. My son is in and out of jail and still running for president. And you don't think that's inspiring? You don't think that's cool? You don't think that's fucking like, oh shit, how the fuck is he able? Like, all right. Well, between me and you, man, that's the bop. Please like, subscribe, stay tuned. See you next time. Peace.